Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to finish up talking all about Consumer Reports, annual issue, the April issue, which has just an incredible amount of information. And we've got Mike Quincy standing by to wrap things up for us. And then we're going to move on to some folks from Goodyear who've got a really interesting story to tell about an award that they give away every year called the Highway Hero Award. And we'll find out about the award winner for 2015. But first, let's go back to Mike Quincy, who's been telling us everything from the vehicles on the top pick list by category, with three of the picks going to domestic brands, and the best overall pick going to the Tesla Model S. And we've been also talking about recalls and talking about used vehicles. And continuing to look at used vehicles here just for another moment, it's interesting how one misstep within a brand can really affect a brand. And I'm thinking about Infiniti. It seems like their entire lineup does extremely well except for one particular vehicle, and that really dragged them down.
And it's too bad, because there was a time when the Infiniti was one of our top picks. I mean, they used to produce cars that were engaging to drive, beautifully finished, and they really got a hole in their ship. The Infiniti Q50 sedan, which used to be the old G, which we all used to like, is the bottom of the barrel for reliability, and it has come, and it's just almost single-handedly sunk the brand.
And another brand which has been struggling to try and find its way has been Acura. Of course, they recently announced at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit a return of their halo car, the NSX supercar, which is good news for all of us enthusiasts, and hopefully signals a change of attitude and a change of business direction for the brand, because here's another one that's been floundering for quite a number of years.
Yeah, the good news was that the NSX was in Detroit. The bad news was the Ford GT was also in Detroit. how would you have thought that the NSX would be eclipsed by anything? But yeah, you're right about Acura. They do seem to be lost. They used to make cars with simple, easy to use interiors, and they've completely punted that. The control system for most Acuras is an absolute nightmare. They're confusing. They have two touch screens, and they're also, their overall road test performance in Consumer Reports test is also disappointing. We weren't impressed with the ILX. We weren't impressed with the RLX. They're top of the line. You think a division's top of the line model would get people more excited, and the RLX absolutely left us cold. The people at Honda know how to produce good cars. We've seen it for the last 30, 40 years, but lately their high-end brand Acura seems completely lost.
It is so true, and you're absolutely right about your observation about the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. I mean, who would believe that the star of the show, the NSX from Acura, would get eclipsed by this vehicle from Ford, the return of the Ford GT, and what a stunning-looking vehicle that is. And it was interesting, too, during the Acura press conference, I don't know if you noticed this one, Mike, but they were actually rolling the Ford GT by the area in which the NSX press conference was going on.
Just a coincidence, right, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know how that possibly could happen.
When you're playing somebody else's home court, you run that risk, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely true. can't underline the fact more that this is great news for the domestic brands. Three domestic brands taking the top spot on the list here from Consumer Reports for 2015, and certainly that top overall spot going to the Tesla is a big statement for American brands and kind of the rejuvenation of the American automobile industry.
And Ford, if they could can figure out some of their own reliability issues, would have ranked higher in our brand report cards in the April issue of Consumer Reports as well, because a number of their products do well in our test. They're really let down by the MyFord Touch infotainment touchscreen. The Ford Focus has had some serious issues with their automatic transmission. And too bad, because a lot of the Ford products do well in our testing. We're real excited about the new Ford F-150. We're putting a couple of those models through their paces right now. We're looking forward to a redesigned Ford Explorer. A new Ford Edge is going to be coming out. So, you know, Ford is not asleep at the wheel at all, but they definitely need to improve their reliability.
Tell our listeners once again all about what they can find between the pages of the magazine as well as where they can go online to check out all this great information.
You know, whether you're in the market for a new car or a used car, or even if you're not in the market for a car at all, but you want to read up on the latest and greatest that's going on in the car industry, say you're an enthusiast, pick up the April issue of Consumer Reports. It's on newsstands now. If you want to just go straight to the website, consumerreports.org, there's all this information that you and I have talked about in the last hour, and then some. There's active blogs. We follow all the news that's going on in the auto industry and do our best to report it as quickly as we can. And again, I can't thank you for the generous amount of time you gave us to talk about the April issue of Consumer Reports. And I always enjoy coming on with you and talking about cars. You're very knowledgeable, and you knew exactly what I was talking about with the NSX and the Ford GT. So again, thank you very much for all the time that you've given us.
Absolutely, Mike. I could easily do 2 hours with you, no problem whatsoever. But thank you so much for your time here today, and we look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
Thanks again for having me on.
Thank you. There he is, Mike Quincy from Consumer Reports, automotive editor extraordinaire. We move from Consumer Reports to Goodyear. Goodyear just recently has named their Highway Heroes for 2015. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Mike Manges to the airways of Auto World. Mike, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Tell our listeners a little bit about this program that you've been doing for a number of years called Highway Heroes.
Thank you. The Goodyear Highway Hero program is something that was created in 1983 to honor professional truck drivers who put themselves in harm's way to help other motorists during the course of their daily work. And we're entering our 32nd year of the Goodyear Highway Hero Award, and are very excited to announce the winner later this month at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky.
Excellent. And I would imagine an award like this, which has been around for so many years, is not an easy one to choose, because I'm sure you get a lot of different entrants, a lot of great stories.
Well, that's correct, Bob. We receive so many fantastic stories about of heroism, of bravery, of courage every year. It's very difficult to winnow that pool of candidates down to a set of finalists, but that's exactly what we've done, and we have three very, very worthy finalists who will join us in Louisville at the Mid-America Trucking Show for the big announcement.
Wonderful. Again, that's coming up on March 26th at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's begin by talking about some of these finalists, including a driver from Moorhead, Kentucky. This gentleman's name is Clinton Blackburn. Tell us all about Clinton and what made him eligible for being on the finalist list here.
Well, Mr. Blackburn was driving his 18-wheeler near Elizabethtown, Kentucky, when he observed a sheriff's cruiser car come to an abrupt stop on the highway median. This is quite unusual, so Clinton pulled up to investigate. And
hold on. We'll come back on the other side. I got too excited and wasn't looking at the clock, but when we come back, we'll
no
get
problem.
The full story of Clinton Blackburn, a driver from Moorhead, Kentucky. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury.
Goodyear is set to announce its 32nd annual Highway Hero Award during the Mid-American Trucking Show. They have named their finalists for the prestigious industry honor. It's all coming up on March 26th. It's a Thursday during the Mid-American Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Mike Mangus joins us to tell us all about these awards and the drivers that have been named to the finalists. And before that hard network break, he was beginning to set the stage for a gentleman by the name of Clinton Blackburn, who's a driver from Moreland, Kentucky. And he was driving near Elizabethtown, Kentucky, when he observed a sheriff's cruiser lurch toward the highway medium and abruptly come to a stop. Pick it up from there, Mike. Tell us what happened.
Well, at that point, Mr. Blackburn pulled up to investigate, and he noticed that the cruiser's driver's side door had been flung open. And inside, the car's driver, a jailer from a local municipality, was being strangled from behind by a prisoner who was leaning over the back seat of the car. So Mr. Blackburn ran to the car, reached into the vehicle through its driver's side door, and began struggling with the prisoner in an effort to free the official who was immobilized at the time by his locked seatbelt. During the struggle, the prisoner pulled the official's gun from its holster and began to point it at him. Well, Mr. Blackburn immediately grabbed the barrel of the gun, pointed it toward the dashboard. Meanwhile, this gave the official enough time to release his seatbelt and roll out of the car, while the prisoner then tried to point the gun at Mr. Blackburn, believe it or not, who was able to turn the weapon around and aimed it directly back at the prisoner.
Wow.
While backing away from the car. At this point, the other gentleman was able to step in, and together they were able to subdue the prisoner.
Amazing, heroic story, to say the least. Clinton Blackburn from Moreland, Kentucky, more than a worthy finalist here in the Goodyear Highway Hero Awards for 2015. Tell us about Mark Guffey, who's a driver from Gainesboro, Kentucky, Tennessee, rather.
So Mr. Guffey was driving his 18-wheeler near New York City when an SUV passed his truck and slammed into a guardrail. The vehicle flipped over, landed on its side, and burst into flames almost immediately. Mr. Guffey, working very quickly, stopped his truck, grabbed his fire extinguisher, ran over to the SUV, and while fighting the fire, tried to reach into the SUV through its broken windshield to grab the vehicle's driver, who at that point was severely injured and semi-conscious. He then used his extinguisher to smash out the driver's side window and was able to extricate the driver and pull them to safety. And then Mr. Guffey, thinking there may have been other passengers inside the vehicle, ran back to it, discovered nobody else was inside, went back to the individual he rescued and stayed with them until emergency crews arrived on the scene. And due to the incident, Mr. Guffey suffered several burns, cuts, bruises, and other assorted injuries. But stayed with the driver of the vehicle until emergency crews came on the scene. Another great candidate.
Absolutely, and imagine that. His clothes had caught on fire during the rescue, suffering several cuts and burns due to his heroic efforts. And also the fact that he stayed with the vehicle's driver until help arrived. That's a great story, a touching story. One of the Goodyear Highway Heroes finalists for 2015. Now we'll turn our attention to a driver from Windermere, Florida, a gentleman by the name of David Fredrickson. Tell us about David.
Mr. Fredrickson was driving near Gulfport, Mississippi, when he witnessed a car crash into another truck and catch fire. He grabbed his extinguisher and ran to the car, very similar to Mr. Guffey's actions, and he repelled the flames enough to reach the car's passenger's side door. By that time, several spectators had joined him, and working together, they helped remove passengers, including an elderly woman who had suffered a broken leg and her one-year-old grandchild from the now flame-engulfed car.
Wow.
And then stayed with them as well until emergency crews arrived on the scene.
Now, that's an amazing story. Boy, this is going to be a difficult choice for 2015. There is no question about it. The Highway Heroes Award for Goodyear. And again, the award ceremony will take place on the 26th of March, and we'll certainly be covering it here on Auto World. When you stop and think about it as a whole, it's remarkable the number of times that we hear about drivers of big rigs, the folks that carry probably 90% of all the goods that we have in our stores and supermarkets. This has become such a truck-dependent nation. Years ago, it was more of a combination of railroad and trucks and airline mains of distribution, but trucks dominate here in 2015, and there are stories like this probably every single day.
There are, Bob. You know, we like to think that for every story we hear or are made aware of, there are probably hundreds of similar or identical stories that we don't hear about, which is why we accept nominations for the Goodyear Highway Hero Award year-round. In fact, we are accepting nominations for the 2016 Goodyear Highway Hero Award through our website, www.goodyeartrucktires.com.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit here about Goodyear commercial tires, because you guys offer something very unique. It's called the Total Package Solution. Tell us about that.
The Total Package Solution really is Goodyear's value proposition to the trucking industry, including industry-leading tires such as our Fuel Max super fuel-efficient medium truck tires, to services such as 24-hour a day, 7-day a week emergency roadside assistance, information tools such as our online tire management performance tracking program, and other things as well, all designed really to ultimately lower a trucking fleet's operating costs. And to help them do their jobs more efficiently.
So true, and what a cost savings for the fleets out there, and certainly a win-win situation for everybody. And where can folks learn more about the Total Package Solution?
A good place to start would be our website, www.goodyeartrucktires.com, which contains all kinds of great information about our products, our information tools, the various services that we offer to the trucking industry. You know, the trucking industry, as you noted, Bob, really keeps our economy moving, our way of life.
It really does, Mike. Hold that thought. We'll come back with more. This is Auto World.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you so much for joining us on great radio stations all across North America, including everybody listening on KXEL in Iowa, everybody listening on WCFO in Atlanta, everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Mike Mangus is with us from Goodyear. He's telling us all about the 32nd annual Highway Hero Award, which is going to be given away to one of three very worthy recipients during the Mid-America Trucking Show, which is also known as MATS, which will be happening coming up not that far down the line, March 26th in Louisville, Kentucky. And before the hard bottom of the hour break there, we were talking a little bit about the importance and the reliance that we all have on commercial truck drivers. And Mike, you were really underlining the point that the economy and the trucking industry are so interlinked, and we owe an awful lot to our truck drivers out there who really are rolling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in order to keep our stores packed with merchandise and moving all kinds of cargo all over North America.
Yeah, they really play a key role in just keeping our economy and our way of life moving and progressing forward. And because of the 24/7 nature of their job, they are also very often the first responders to on-highway incidents. They see things happen before others do and are often the first people to arrive on the scene before police, before sheriff's departments, before fire departments, before EMT crews. And, you know, that's a very, very important part of what they do. And, you know, we've heard hundreds and hundreds of great stories over the last 32 years about heroics, bravery, courage, selflessness. And one of the common denominators that we see each and every time talking to all of our candidates is their modesty, their humility, the fact that they don't think about their own safety or welfare when they see another person in need. They jump right into it to offer assistance, often without any regard for their own safety. So very important. And most of them say to us, you know, I just did what I would hope someone else would do for me.
Sure.
If I were in that situation.
Oh, that
and very,
makes
and very
a lot
often
of sense.
They after rendering some sort of assistance, they hop back in their trucks and they continue on their way to complete the jobs that they've set out to do. So this is our way of recognizing those unsung heroes for all the great things they do and all the service they render to other motorists.
Mike, can you take us back to a year ago and tell us a little bit about last year's overall Highway Hero recipient?
Absolutely. Last year's recipient was a gentleman named Ivan Vasovich, who's a truck driver based in Southern California. And Ivan was driving along one day when he noticed that another 18-wheeler, which was actually carrying hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel, had crashed into a concrete median on an elevated highway and spun out of control and wound up dangling in midair from that elevated highway. And the fuel ignited, burst into flames, and the cab that contained the driver, which was suspended probably 20 feet from the ground at the time, also burst into flames. And the driver was able to extricate himself by kicking out of a window and falling down to the pavement, but during the process broke both his arm and a leg. So Ivan, acting very quickly, ran over to where he was lying, tried to drag him away, but the heat from the overhanging rig was so intense that he discovered he really couldn't do it. So he ran back to his truck where he kept a water cooler and doused himself with ice water, which enabled him to run back to the other driver who had fallen and gave him just enough of cover to pull him away. And then moments later, the entire thing crashed to the ground in one burning hulk of metal.
Mm. Wow, what a story.
If not for Ivan's, you know, very decisive, fast action, it would have certainly been tragic.
No question about it. Again, the Highway Hero Awards will be given out on Thursday, March 26th. Mike Mangus from Goodyear, I really want to thank you very much for telling us all about this award. And we have a lot of big rig listeners who email up the show and call into the show. I know we're very popular among the folks that are doing all the great work that they do across the nation's highways and byways, and we salute them all.
Well, we do too, Bob. We're very honored and very privileged to be in a position to recognize these heroes for all the great things that they do. I'd like to also thank you for your support of the Goodyear Highway Hero Program. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Mike, and we'll look forward to finding out from you who wins the award for 2015. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. This is Auto World, and we are live across North America on great radio stations. You can also find us on GCNLive.com, not only in live presentation, but you can also go to our website at GCNLive.com and look back at older shows. We have archives of shows going back many, many years. We have podcasts. We have on-demand listening. You can listen on your telephone. We're on the cutting edge of technology at GCNLive.com, so check it out when you get a chance. We were scheduled to be joined by another guest in this segment of the broadcast, but he's a little bit under the weather today, so we will hold his appearance off for another week. But I recently came across an interesting article about driver fatalities, and this study has put together 9 models that, believe it or not, have 0 driver fatalities. So if you are the owner of one of these vehicles or considering the purchase of one of these vehicles, you know, that's quite an accomplishment when you stop and think about how many crashes and how many accidents that folks are involved in every year here in North America. But here are the vehicles that so far have absolutely no highway deaths, no vehicle deaths associated with them. We'll run down the list here in no particular order. And it kicks off with Audi's A4 in four-wheel drive configuration. 0 deaths, 0 multiple vehicle crashes, 0 rollovers. That one is definitely one to consider if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car. Also, the Honda Odyssey also has achieved a record of 0 deaths. Kia Sorento in two-wheel drive configuration is on this list, as is the Lexus RX 350 in four-wheel drive configuration. Mercedes-Benz GL class in a four-wheel drive configuration, no deaths associated with that vehicle. The Subaru Legacy in four-wheel drive configuration, no deaths with that vehicle. The Toyota Highlander hybrid vehicle in four-wheel drive configuration. The Toyota Sequoia in four-wheel drive configuration. The Volvo XC90 in four-wheel drive configuration. None of those vehicles have suffered a highway death, which is, again, quite an accomplishment. You know, not to be morbid here, but, you know, there are so many unfortunate deaths involving vehicles each and every year. And to come across a list like that of vehicles that, for whatever reason, have spared the life of their driver and their occupants, that's something to be applauded. Straight ahead, more of Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's
when you get a chance, check out my website. It's under renovation, as they say, autoworldradio.com. Got some cool things up there. We're going to have many more cool things in the months to come as my business partner Donnie and I work on a new look for the site with a lot of news that you won't be able to find anyplace else. Well, here's a great story. It's a story of cars that flopped last year. You know, every year there are cars that hit home runs and sell much better than the automakers expected. And every year there are certain cars that are rolled out and for one reason or not, people just plain do not buy them. And the number one vehicle on this list for 2014, a car that bombed, that flopped, was a Cadillac ELR, which is the plug-in hybrid from Cadillac. It's a beautiful-looking car, no question about it, but it also has a hefty price tag of more than $75,000, and it was a coupe. Lots of folks said it should have been made in a four-door configuration, and that may have been one of the reasons why it didn't sell that well. Number two on the list is a vehicle I have not driven. It's the Acura RLX, and this is the brand's new flagship sedan, and I am surprised because Acura usually has its act together, but one of the things that held this vehicle back was its conservative styling and also the lack of an available V8. So the Acura LXX, which rolled out all new for 2014, did not do well. Here's a good vehicle that unfortunately did not do well, the Chevrolet SS. Many consumers called for its return, after the Pontiac GTO went away, and later the Pontiac GT6. This is a vehicle built on an Australian General Motors-owned platform called the Holden, and it's a rear-wheel drive V8 engine. It was formerly part of the Corvette C6 program, but lots of folks didn't buy it. And I sat in one of these. I didn't have one of these to test drive for a week, and I found it to be quite bland in both its exterior appearance as well as its interior execution. Certainly great great bone, so to speak, great engine, great transmission, and matter of fact, a manual transmission is now available in this vehicle as well, but it just did not hit that sweet spot. More people went towards the Fiat Chrysler Group SRT products, which offer a lot more pizzazz for the same amount of money. Speaking of the Fiat Chrysler Group, one of the vehicles that was a big flop was the latest Dodge Viper, the SRT Viper. Has a lot to do with the price. Ferocious V10 engine, 640 horsepower. Of course, it's now been eclipsed by the brand's own Hellcat V8 engine with 707 horsepower. But they lowered the price about $12,500, which pumped up the sales a little bit for part of 2014. But again, people are not embracing this latest incarnation of the Viper. Here's a very good car, actually, in both configurations that, for whatever reason, hasn't done well in the marketplace, and that's the Ford Flex and its Lincoln counterpart, the MKT, which is a more upscale version of basically the same vehicle. The vehicle's a little bit boxy. It's a kind of an alternative to a sport utility vehicle. It is a crossover vehicle built on a car platform. It handles a lot better than most crossovers and SUVs, but a little bit bland-like, and I think it reminds too many people of traditional station wagons, which, for whatever reason, still do not do well here in North America. Here's a vehicle that surprises me that it didn't do well. The only thing I can say is it gets so expensive. The BMW Z4 was one of the bombs for 2014. I had one of these, and it was one of those weeks that I was traveling, so I didn't get to drive it a whole lot. But this vehicle that I had, it had the top-of-the-line engine and was very fast, great handling, retractable hardtop convertible. But again, it got very, very little play in the realm of buyers. In the first 11 months of 2014, only 2,000 BMW Z4s were sold. When you look at some of the competitors, the Porsche Boxster sold in better numbers. So part of it is to do with the economy, but I don't know what it is. I think, you know, the Z3 was its predecessor. The Z4 is the more expensive variant and got the retractable hardtop. And I know the test vehicle that I had was $70,000, which is an awful lot of money. I mean, you can buy a Corvette for that. You can buy lots of different sports cars for that. Number 7 on this list of vehicles that flopped and bombed for 2014. Were some special editions of the Mini Coupe, the Mini Roadster, and the Mini Paceman. Maybe Americans are just getting a little bit tired of the special edition Mini models. That could be some tall folks definitely would have had a hard time getting behind the seat of the Roadster, the Coupe, because very, very snug inside. But many is still hopeful that they'll see an uptick in sales with these vehicles as they continue them for the 2015 model year. Volvo's S80, it basically isn't selling that well because it needs a redesign. It's been out there for a long time. Of course, it's got a lot of the things that folks love about Volvos, lots of emphasis on safety, but it doesn't offer a whole lot in the terms of performance, and certainly not in the styling realm. So if Volvo put a new variant of this on the road, it would probably do a whole lot better. Scion's IQ, when I lived in Boston, I had one of these for a week, and it is definitely one of the worst vehicles out there when it comes to small vehicles. This is a very boxy-like vehicle, the IQ, kind of like the smart car. It's actually a three-seater, which is very strange. Two front seats and kind of like a jump rear passenger seat, or kind of like an area for one child. You might be able to get two kids in there. They may actually term it as being a four-seat vehicle, but it is tiny and it drives terrible. So stay away from those Scion IQs. Take my advice on that one. And the other one that really didn't sell very well was another small vehicle not sold in all areas of the country, which is the Mitsubishi all-electric vehicle called the iMIEV, only sold in California. Again, low range when it comes to electric plug-in. They call it range anxiety. You're basically going to run out of electricity before you get too far. So that's one of the big problems with this vehicle. And certainly stylistically, it's nothing to write home about. Here's another one that surprised a lot of people for not doing well, the Hyundai Azera. It's not a bad car in any way, shape, or form, but sales from 2013 were down 35% in 2014. Many people say the styling on this vehicle is just kind of boring. And another vehicle that is on this list of cars that flopped and bombed in 2014 is the flagship from Lincoln. My aunt back in Boston, or in their 80s, actually owned one of these, the Lincoln MKS. It's available in either a front drive or all-wheel drive, but it's basically built on the same platform as the Ford Taurus, except it's a lot more expensive. And the other thing you'll find, and Ford has learned its lesson with their Sync and their MyTouch system. They have completely reworked the MyTouch system, and they used to partner with Microsoft on their Sync system, but they have now changed to another computer programmer to supply the hardware for the Sync system because there were so many complaints. So I think with this vehicle, it's a combination of, it's a good looking vehicle, but it's a combination of electronic gizmos that don't work too well, the fact that it shares its platform with the Taurus, and the fact that it still has a little of that Lincoln stodginess in its styling. It's moving in the right direction. It's by far not a bad-looking car, but they could have done a little bit better. We'll see it in the next generation, no doubt. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Thanks so much for being here.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.